Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Yud Aleph. We are on Yud Amibes by the Ika de Amre. Ika de Amre, about 8 lines up from the bottom. We're discussing, if you remember, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether a petah chamor, whether the donkey that comes out is asur b'hana. Everybody agrees that there's a mitzvah to redeem it. Everybody agrees that if you don't redeem it, you have to break its neck. The machlokas is, what happens before I do anything, right, when it's born? Is it asur b'hana or not? So we discussed over the past blot, this machlokas, and those shitos that assume that according to Reb Shimon, he would agree after Arifa is done, that then there is an Isser Hana'ah. That is what a number of Amoraim held in the shita of Reb Shimon. So let's go back one line. The Gemara quoted, actually we're going to start just to review, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin, whether if one gets married with a Petah Chamar, somebody tries to marry a woman with a Petah Chamar, it does not work. The Mishnah said, "Eina mukudeshes." So first we try to say, maybe the Mishnah is against Reb Shimon, and Reb Nachman said, no, that's Reb Shimon, but it's after Arifa. Ika da Amre, now we're up to the other version, Hamani lo Reb Yehuda v'lo Reb Shimon. The different version says, well, this Mishnah seems to be against everybody. Why? E Rebbe Shimon, the Mishnah that says you're not married. E Rebbe Shimon, if it's Rebbe Shimon, Shita, Tikdish Mekulei. So then the whole thing is Mutter, and she should be Mekudeshes with the entire Chamor. E Rebbe Yehuda, Tikdish Bach, the Beide Beide. Even according to Rebbe Yehuda, said it's Azubana, but she's able to exchange it for a seh, be pointed for a seh, and she will keep the difference. So therefore, it shouldn't be, this mission seems to be against everybody. Amarava baravua, amarav liolam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold that at least the difference? There's going to be a difference between the chamor and the seh. She's going to have to spend her seh, but she'll have the difference with how much the chamor is worth more. No, ukagon she'eno shav el shekel. No, the case is where it's only worth a shekel. Meaning there's not going to be a difference. There's not going to be more that's left over that she will be getting hana'a from. Right? Says, and he holds like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Ditanya, Tifdeh, Tifdeh. Why does it say Tifdeh twice? Tifdeh miyad, Tifdeh. The first Tifdeh is to redeem it immediately, meaning one doesn't have to wait. As we'll see, we have to wait by other of the three pidyons. Pidyon Aben, one has to wait till after 30 days. One doesn't have to wait by Chamor, Tifteh Miyad, Tifteh Kalshu, and the Tarakab holds Tifteh with any amount. One doesn't have to have a certain minimum value. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no, Ein Pidya Pchusa Mishekel. It has to be at least worth a shekel. Why? How do you know that? Period. We'll stop there for a second, but according to Rabbi Yehuda then, if your chamor is worth a shekel, and the seh that you have to use is worth a shekel, so then she's not going to make any money off of it. That's the Eina Mekudeshes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even though, really, the item, the chamor, is asur b'hana. But the Gemara suggests to you that the difference between what she would make off of the chamor and the seh, she's going to take her seh and have to give that to the kohen, but the difference between what the chamor is worth and the seh is worth, she should be Mekudeshes with that value. So we say the answer is, it's a case where there is no difference. The chamar is only worth a shekel, and the seh that one has to use has to be worth a shekel, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why there is no difference in value that she would be mukudeshes with.
What's the status of that chamar?
What's the status of that chamar when? In which case?
If I go to Rabbi Yehuda, when it's less than
a shekel. When it's less, then you didn't fulfill the mitzvah pidyon, so as if you didn't do the pidyon yet, if you use it less.
What's worth a shekel?
The seh has to be worth a shekel. The chamar is worth whatever it's worth. Or the seh has to be worth a shekel. Omar Mars, let's talk about this machlokes. Tifteh, tifteh, tifteh miyad, tifteh kol shehu. So, you have to redeem it. This was the Tana Kama Shita. Redeem it immediately and redeem it with any amount. So, Pshita, it's obvious. Why would I think otherwise? Why would I think otherwise? So, Istrich, I would have had the following Havamina. Sakadai the Chamina, Hoel the Iskish Lebuchar Adam, because in certain areas we compare these halachas to each other. Remember the whole Masechta. We compare Bechar Adam and Bechar Behemoth Tahora and Bechar Behemoth Tmeya. We compare them. Ma Bechar Adam Acher Shloshim. Just like Bechar Adam has to be after 30 days. U Bechamesh and with 5 shekel that you have to give. Hainami achar shloshim v'chamesh. So you might think here too, after weight 30 and chamesh, kamash malan, tiftemiyah tiftek kol shu. We're not going to talk about it now, but later in the Masechta, Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk about the exact time to do pidyon aben, but it's after 30. Do it on day 31. Major machlokas in the achronim. Does it have to be after 30 days? Meaning whatever date the baby is born, you count 30, that's day one, and then you count 30 days after that, and after 30 days you do it, or do you just need the amount that's called a month in Yahadus? That's tough, kuf, whatever, halakim to every month. And sometimes it could be lakula, sometimes it could be lakhumra. If a baby is born the last 2 minutes of a halachic day, so if that's already day one, then it could be that after day 30, it's going to be before the halachic month. Or sometimes it could be the opposite. So that's a major machlokas. How do you calculate? We usually cover our bases and do it on day 31, just in case. But either way, that is, Dioma this week is, Rosh Chodesh benching. Okay, so that is the Tshita of the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Ein Pidiyah B'chusa Mishekel. No, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't redeem it with less than a set that's worth less than a shekel. Miman of Shach, says the Gemara, I don't understand that. Imakish L'Bachar Adam, Chamesh Libay. If you compare it to Bachar Adam, they should at least lead 5 shekel also. V'lo Makish, Shekel Minale. How do you get shekel? It's like in between. She needed all 5 or nothing. Answer, la'olam, lo makish. Really, does not compare. That's why you don't need 5. So why do you need 1? Amarava, amarkra, v'kol erkecha yihyeh b'shekel ha'kodesh. Because at the end of B'chukosai, the parasha of Erechin, when one is has to give all of their the value that they promised to give of somebody's erech, right? We're going to learn that by Hashem in Maseches Erechin. Erech Ruvein alai. So I have to give the erech of Ruvein. Erechin is different than damim. Erechin are fixed values that the Torah says, based on gender, based on age. Damim is whatever a person can be sold for in the marketplace. So the pasuk says, all erechin yeh b'shekel ha'kodesh, kol erechin sh'ata ma'arich, lo yibchusin b'shekel. So Rabbi Yehuda says, any value that you have to evaluate has to be at least a shekel. So here too, you have to at least use a shekel. The Rabbanan would say, no, hahu b'asig yaksiv. That's not talking about pidyon, that's talking about erechin. Don't compare erechin and pidyon peter chamor. Period. Remember what we discussed 2 days ago, and that was the machlokas achronim about the forceps issue, and Rav Moshe said beferish that by most havlachas we do not compare pidyon of an animal and pidyon of a person, and that is why even though you have on the top of Tesma Beis we have the concept of mixas rechem makdish, mixas rechem no makdish, that whole sugya doesn't apply to pidyon aben. And even if, said Rav Moshe, the forceps would block the way out and the baby wouldn't touch the sides, doesn't matter because you don't compare the two cases. Right? Nowadays, we said anyway, Bismanazeh, the forceps just take the baby out much lower down. Once the baby has already exited the cervix and is ready on its way down. But, Rav Moshe says, in any case, we don't compare, and this is one of the Gemaras. The Rabbanan say that don't compare, the Rabbanan held don't compare Pidyon Petach Hamar to Erechin, but they also said don't compare Pidyon Petach, the Gemara, both Shita said that don't compare Pidyon Aben to Pidyon Petach Hamar. Period. A C-section in terms of what? That's not petarechem. It's got to come out the rechem. It's got to come out. It might not have to touch the rechem, but it has to come out derech rechem. Okay. Talk about derech rechem, and Yosei Dofen is not coming out derech rechem. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, halacha kedivrei chachamim. The halacha is like the chachamim, that one doesn't, there's no minimum. On how much this is worth. Vikama. Really? At all? How much? Amar of Yosef, afilu patruza bardanka. Tiny, tiny amount of money. Rashi says, patruza sekachosh, a very weak, skinny se, bardanka, katan shedoshavela ma'a shtus dinar, sixth of a dinar. Right, a very, a weakling se. That is the amount. Says the Menchas Chinuch, what if you have a set that's worth less than a pruta? Is that okay too? Usually a pruta is the minimum status, whatever the case may be. What if you have a set that's a real weakling? Right? Would that be okay? So that's the Minchas Chinuch's suffix. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Peter Chamar in Chaf Beis Chaf Beis Hey. Nistapakti impada bise she'eno shaveh pruta im nifta af de hekdish eino chala pakel bishaveh pruta. Ah, you can't redeem anything from hekdish lo lechad shaveh pruta. Efshar de hekdish boy she mamon. At least kesef needs hekdish needs mamon. Avokan kasve torah se. Afilu pakel bishaveh pruta. It's still a se, no matter what it's worth. Ukeis lo matzasi gilu lazeh. I didn't find anybody talk about this. Se even less than a pruta. This is a sixth of a dinar. So the dinar must be at least worth a pruta. I remember the, so you take this literally? The Gemara is like, even this. So is that, the Gemara should have said even less than a pruta? According to the Menachas Chinuch's answer? Could be. Maybe the Gemara is just giving, maybe this is just a lashon of you that's used when you want to say something very, very little. So that's suffix similar. Maybe se, when the Torah says demand se, that has the status even separate from its value. It still has the status of se. Similar, not exactly the same, but similar to the Rashba and Shavuos Lamates. The Rashba there discusses, what about the status of a kli? Or it talks about in various cases, for example there, in Bezdin, you just like a kli is a davar chashev in terms of towing the nitan. A kli is a davar chashev for the concept of kinyan chalipin. You have the concept of kli in some areas. What if I have a kli that's worth less than a shavah pruta? Would that be good enough to use for all the halachas that you need to use a kli for? Says the Rashba, could be. De Efshalomar, de kol kli, kivan shehu ro'i lemalachto, chashiv hu kipruta, v'yeser b'pruta, v'yoshven alav adayanim. The halacha is that dayanim don't open up a case if there's a machlokas about less than a pruta. So we have a machlokas. I bring you to court, even though the lawyer's fees are going to cost even less more than the item is worth. Let's say we're going ourselves. That's a separate sugi about ansler and lawyers in Shavuos. But so the Rashba says, what if the machlokas is about a pencil, and the pencils were less than a pruta? Will dayanim open up the case? Does a kli have a overarching status separate from its value because of its usage? So that's the Rashba's suggestion in Shavuos Daf Lamedtes Amud Beis. The afshar dafilu leinyan kiddushin kain. Wow. It could be even for Kiddushin. Usually you have to give somebody that's worth a shavah pruta, a man has to give a woman. But what if they give a kli? So possibly, says the Rashba, even if the kli is not worth a shavah pruta, it could work for marriage, because its status has inherent value. Ukimosha koni b'kli avabi she'im bo shavah pruta. V'yefshat t'kinyin mishum kesefu. So he has that suffix. He says maybe, and then he says maybe even by Kiddushin. It's obviously he feels that's even a higher, bigger Kiddush that you would say. But this is similar to the Minchas Chinuch's question here. Maybe seh, once the issue is seh and not kesef, one would even be able to have a seh less than a pruta. Okay, period. Third line. Amar Rava, afana na mitanina. I also learned it in the Braisa. Gadol v'katan pshita. Gadol v'katan. Says Gadol v'katan. I learned earlier that you can use a big one or a small one. Pshita, it's pretty obvious. It says you can use any value. So what's the chiddush of Gadol v'katan? Ma'u detema kule high low. You might say that it just says Gadol v'katan in the Braisa, but you don't go that far. Kule high, so small. High low. Inami patruza low, or such a weakling of a set. You can't go that far down. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of Rav Yosef, that you can go that far down. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya Havi Le Petach Hamor. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya had a Petach Hamor. Shadre Le Kamed Rabbi Tarfon. He sent to Rabbi Tarfon exactly to ask what I'm supposed to do with it. So I was like, Shiloh, about who was this? Was this Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? Did he ever see Rabbi Tarfon? That's a question, so maybe it's a different one of the, there are a couple of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyas. So it's gotta be one that, lived with the Rabbi Tarfon. So he said to Rabbi Tarfon, because Rabbi Tarfon was a Kohen. So yeah, I wanted to find out exactly what to do. Omer leh, kama bi'ina lemesa lekohen. So he says, how much do I have to give to the Kohen? So Omer leh, Rabbi Tarfon answered him. Hare Amru, did a Chazal say, ayin yafeh b'sewa. Somebody has a good heart, an open heart, as just as we know by Truma, there's three levels, so too here there's three levels. Ayin Yafeh B'Sela, find a set that's worth at least four zuz. Ayin Ra'a B'Shekel, Ayin Ra'a is two zuz. Beinonis B'Regiyah, Beinon is a regia. What's a regia? Well, there's only one measurement in the middle. If Ayin Yafa is 4 and Ayin Ra is 2, so regia, as we'll see, is 3. Amar Rava, Hilchasa Berigya. The halacha is like rigya, right? That's the beinonis. Vakama, how much is that? Tlasa zuze, 3 zuz. Why is it called rigya? Because it's from the word ragil. Ragil hacha. It's a little close to this one, it's a little close to that one. It's in the middle, and that's why, that's the beinonis. Kashi hilchasa hilchasa, so 1 second. We have a steer down. One halacha is that the Rav Yosef said up top. The halacha is like any amount, right? Even bar danka, even a padruza. Yeah, we say, no, there is a minimum of a rugia. So lokasha kan bebalimala kan beosamayatzmo. If you do it yourself, anything works. Bidiyeved. If you come ask what you should do, so you should give at least something that's worth 3 zuz. Period. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Reish Lakish. Mi sheyesh lo petach chamor v'ein lo sel lefdoso. Podia b'shavyo. If somebody has a petach hamar and he does not have a seh, he could give the value of the chamar. So Laman, who is this according to? Ilema l'Rabbi Yehuda. Is this according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said earlier there's an Isser Hana? But how did he know there was an Isser Hana? Because he used the lashon of, well, if the Torah is so mockpit about this, it obviously is Osir. So ha'amar hikpid lo tar b'seh. Right, that was his lashon before. The Torah is so mockpit, you have to give a seh, so it doesn't sound like, according to him, you'd be able to give value. Elo, the Reb Shimon, it must be according to Reb Shimon, who says it's mutter b'hana'a, and he's not so mockpit, but mutter b'hana'a, it must be just a din of giving its value. Period. Let's just do a little more, and then we'll talk. Rav Acha Masni Hachi. This is how Rav Acha had the version of Rav Yitzchak's Amar Reish Lakish's statement. Ravina Kashile, Ravina had a problem with it. Let's stop there for a second before Ravina. What do we see from this lashon of Reish Lakish? If somebody has a petach hamar and doesn't have enough money, it sounds pretty clear that there's a lechatchila to give a seh. Because the language of Reish Lakish is, if you don't have a seh, you can give its value. Right, we're going to see in a second. The seh is usually better for you, because the seh can even be less than the value. It's automatic. Seh works. But if you don't have a seh, and you have to give it money, then you have to give the value of the chamar. So it seems pretty clear from the Lashon of Reish Lakish that l'chadchila there is a seh, and that's the pashtus of the Lashon of Rambam. The Rashi, though, a little bit later on the daf, sounds like, it's not l'chadchila, it sounds like either or. Rashi, Adibir Aschel Ella, says bipatruza. Later Rishonim understand Rashi as meaning you have more of a choice. It's not dafka l'chadchila of a seh, it's more of whatever you'd want. If you look at the tour in Shin Chaf Aleph, in the Siman on Petach Hamar, ukishem shepodeyu b'seh, kach podeyu b'chol ma sheyirtzeh. Kishem. Just like you can use a seh, so too you can use whatever you want. Ella shekshabodeyu b'shar kol davar tzorech leftosa b'shavyo. Aval seh afilu eino shaveh ella kolshu upadu bo padui. Right, second to be whatever. Second be worth whatever you want. Aval habali malech b'tchila omrim lo shlo leftosa b'pachas b'seh sheshaveh shlosha dinar. You got to use this alachadchila here. What?
With a bracha.
Yeah, b'avgash with a bracha. We haven't spoken about the bracha. Yeah, there is a bracha by Petach Hamar. But that's the machlokas we've shown him, it seems. You know, is there alachadchila for a seh? Or, at least according to some, there is. Right, later on, the Torah says, lafichach miyad kishem afrisho mevarech. We all be zochet to make such a bracha. You don't have to wait till you give it to the Kohen, you make the bracha b'shas afrasha immediately. If you look in that's in terms of the, what do you give? Do you give a seh or the value of the seh? What about giving the chamor itself? I don't want to deal with this, you take the chamor. What's the halacha of that? If you give the chamor to the Kohen. So the Truma Sadeshin writes, one should not do that. One should not do that, says the Truma Sadeshen in the second volume. Second volume, Chelek Beisim and Reish Lamed Hey. Those are real Truvas for sure. Because the language of those, there's a Shaila, question amongst the scholars, whether volume one, most of the Truma Sadeshens were real questions that he was asked, or he just wrote it in the question and answer form. Because you don't hear it's Shaila, it's going to be Tshuva. But in the second volume, it's called Psakim Viksavim, and it's clear. Masha Kasavta. Right, every little psak starts out, what you wrote to me as follows, so that's for sure real shilas. Either way, it doesn't make a difference. Ach, mashika, in terms of halacha, mashika savta, dim haya nosein haben lekohen, haya yotzi bekach, kemo bepetach hamor. Somebody asked about pidyon haben. What if I give my kid to the Kohen? Maybe he didn't want to have child support. I don't know what the case is. Maybe he's just asking in theory. What if you want to be like Shmuel and Avi? Right? Chana gave Shmuel to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? What if you give the son to the Kohen? You suggested that you'll be Yotzi your mitzvah just like Petach Hamor. So the Truma Tadashin says, Badusa Hida. Right? Badusa means that's false. Why? To the Petach Hamor Gufe lo yadana mehecha dayakta to Yotzi and Yotzi and Abachar lo Kohen. I don't know where you get it from. Forget Pidyon HaBen. I don't even know where you get it from by Petach Hamor. If you give the Hamor your Yotzi, your mitzvah. Dilma la'olam sarach liftos olarof. You have to do one or the other to fulfill your mitzvah. The hadi alfira me hektish, that which you learn from hektish, certain halachas hainu, deid sarach dafka seh, elapodeo b'shad varam kishayiyu. So we'll see in a second. So what you learn from hektish is that you can do the value. Avami kamako p'diya boi. You got to put it with something, either the seh or the money. The afilu imahani hasam, and even if you want to say over there, it helps. And even, I don't think you're right by Petach Hamor. And even if you are right by Petach Hamor, and you can give the Hamor directly to the Kohen, fine. Ben Bechor, the Mikra, the We had it already. By Pedyon Ben, your kid is not Asher Bano. He's your Ben, there's a mitzvah. Lamaimi Bailu the Kohen. What's the Kohen going to do with the kid? Ila Eved, ain't Ben Chorin, Nasa Eved. Ila Ben, Lav Zarehu. He's not his son. He's not his servant. So what are you giving it to him for? What, you just want him to pay tuition? Right, so what are you giving it to him for? So that's the Trumas Hadeshin. What's unusual about the Trumas Hadeshin is that he doesn't quote the Rambam. The Radvaz points this out. The Radvaz says, he doesn't quote the Trumas Hadeshin, right? He was a similar time period, a little bit later. Radvaz was a little bit later. So it says the Trumas Hadeshin, Aleph Tav Tzadik Vav, Shalat Bimeni, Odiya Chadaiti, B'Yisrael Sheish Lo Petach Hamor, V'Rotze Lino Lekoen, Im Yatza, Odil Matzarach Liftos Azabaseh. So he says, Mishin is Tavik Bazeh, Lo Ra'a Divrei HaRambam. You know, the Rambam says Beforish. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Matnes Kehuna, Hilchas Matnes Kehuna, right, he said, there's no separate halachas Matnes Kehuna. He's talking about Hilchas Bechoris. Lefichach, im lo pida'o, v'nosan petach hamor ba'atzmo l'kohen, if you give it to a kohen, asur l'kohen l'hishtamesh ad sheyivdenu b'seh. The Kohen, if he gets the Chamar, it's not his. He himself also has to redeem it with a seh. V'yikach ha-sela atzmo, o ya'afenu. V'yikaver, v'akonim nechshedu alzeh. L'fichach, asur li'yisrael, li'tein petach Chamar l'Kohen, ela imkein pada oso b'fanav. You're not allowed it because the Kohenim are a chashed. But what do you see from there? If you give it to the Kohen, it's no longer your responsibility. The Kohen has to take care of it. Harei l'cha behedya, shem nasim l'Kohen, v'afetach Chamar ba'atzmo, yotza yidei nesina. Right, you see, it goes separately. If you weren't Yotze at all, it would be your responsibility to get it back from the Kohen and to take care of it. The fact that it's the Kohen's responsibility, the Dravaz assumes that there's two different aspects. There's the Nesina, and there is the Pidyon. And you can separate, you're supposed to do the Pidyon, but if you don't do the Pidyon, you're Yotze, you did Nesina. So therefore, he thinks that that is the case. He says, if that's true, so why does the Torah use a lashon of pidyon if it's also an asina? He says, because by all that matnas kehuna, all you have is an asina. There is no pidyon. Truma and the matnas kehuna and reishis hageiz, it's just an asina. Here, the unique element is pidyon. That's what the Torah says, pidyon. But there's also an asina element here, too. And therefore, v'yatzalana mikash, y'matzah yisrael, l'thesis b'no, l'kohen. If you want to give the son, this is what the Shemitah is related to. Yatsa yedei nesina. Ela mishum de lo shayach klal. Ti yilashamish bo ke'eved lo efshar. Dein yisol nivka le'eved. V'kai gavra. V'ila ben lav zarihu. Same lashon as the Shemitah Deshen. V'kiva de lo shayach be'kinyin ke'petach hamar lo yatsa yedei nesina v'sarach p'diya. Theoretically, I would say it would work, but it's not shayach. So therefore, one can't do that either way. So if anybody's thinking about giving their b'chor instead of pidyon aved to the Kohen, it's not going to work. And therefore, one can't do it. Okay, weiter. So that was all related to Rish Lakish's comment that if one doesn't have money, one doesn't have a set, you have to give money. Mashba that the set is lechachila. Weiter. So that's what Ravacha's version was. Ravina kashile. Ravina had a problem. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda, we usually paskin. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda who holds that it's Aser Bahana, but we just said that Rish Lakish is based on Rabbi Shimon. V'sasam lantana k'Rabbi Yehuda v'yatamer halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Rish Lakish just quoted this based on Rabbi Shimon Shita, but we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Ella filu tamer Rabbi Yehuda. It must be the Reish Lakish is din that bidi evet at least. You could go through value and not a set works even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lo ye chomer min a hektish. It shouldn't be more chomer than hektish. Hektish could always, you could always use value. So too, peter chamor. Velo amra Torah b'seh lahachver alav, ella lahachver alav. And the Torah only says a set to be makel on you. Meaning, if you want to use a set, it could be even worth less than the chamor. If you use money, so then you have to do exactly the amount of the what the chamor is worth. Period. Rav Nachman braid Rav Yosef, parak le b'shilki b'shavyo. Rav Nachman braid Rav Yosef, he redeemed it with cooked vegetables. B'shavyo, with that, whatever it was worth, however the chamor, however much the chamor was worth. Period. Okay. Amar Rav Shizvi, Amar Rav Huna. Important line. Hapode petach chamor shel chaveiro pidyona patui. If somebody redeems the petach chamor of their friend, there it works. Let's say I know you had a new chamor born to your donkey, your female donkey, your first chamor. You make it a big party, and let's say I go and I, with unbeknownst to you, I take a seh, my own seh, I'm pode for you. Does that work? Says the Gemara. Says Rav Shizvi. Yes, it works. Let's continue for a second, and then we'll talk about it. Iboy lehu pidyona lepode o dila pidyona lebailim. Who gets the chamor? Right? Who gets the chamor? The seh is going to go to the kohen. Who's going to get the chamor once you do the pidyon? Does it go to the one who did the p'tia, the friend, or does it go to the owner? So, Ali b'Rav Shimon lo tiboy lecha. It's not a quote according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon who says that there's no iser hana. Keep a damer mutar b'hana, mamona de b'ayilamu. Rav Shimon says there's mutar b'hana. So, the chamor never left the ownership of the owner. And therefore, so what? You did the pidyon, but it's the owner's. Because it never left his rishus. Ki tiboy ali b'Rav Yehuda. To amar aser b'hana. The question is according to Rav Yehuda, who holds this in iser hana'a? Iser hana'a, as we know, this is a good topic for an Ian Shear, iser hana'a is not fully owned by a person. Right? It's eino b'rishusi, kind of, if it's aser b'hana'a. So then already, the bailus on the donkey is not on such strong footing. So that's where there's a shayla. Lehektish medami le. Do I compare it to hektish? For achmona amar v'nasad hakesef akamlo. By hektish, whoever redeems gets the item. And therefore, here too, the pode should get the donkey. Odilma kivan dekanalu bebeni bene. No, still, even though it's asur banot to the owner, he has rights to the difference. If he would use the seh, he could get the rights to the difference of value. So, lo dami lehektish, therefore, is not exactly compared to hektish, because he does have some kesher to it. He has some bailus on it. There is a value that he could gain on this donkey. So, we have this shayla. Your friend could do the pidyon. The machlokas is, who gets the chabar? Major machlokas we showing him here. What exactly is the case of podeh petach chamor shel chaveiro? Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Dibur maskla podeh lo dami l'toy mishal al chaveiro." Don't compare this to truma. If I try to be mafris truma mishalo, I feel I want to take truma off of my field, which is next door to your field, for you. That does not work. At least according to some tadoim. Diboylan perakei ben amuder. That's a suffix we had in nedarim. Im soch das baylam or not. Why? And here it's clear. Here there's only one opinion. That says it works. There's a big difference. The ha subsiv gam atem rabos shluch achem. By truma yidavka need a shliach, which is the shliach of the owner. Ubi inon ma atem ladait chem shluch achem ladait chem. Aval hacha loksiv baylim. By petach hamor doesn't say baylam at all. Doesn't say baylam. Therefore, Tosfos holds that this is not working through shlichus. Right? It's just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah b'alma. Whenever there's a petach chamor in the world, then it has to be redeemed. That's it. The owner doesn't have to do it. Somebody has to do it. That is Tosfos.
Isn't stealing his mitzvah?
Oh, but it's, according to Tosfos, maybe it's not his mitzvah. According to Tosfos, not a shliach.
And isn't he stealing his chamor?
According to that side of the suffix, he's stealing his chamor. That's an issue. But he's stealing, he could be stealing, well that's, he's not a shliach. If you look in Rishonim, the Chachmei Sfarah, the Ritva, the Ramban, in Kiddushin Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, they argue, they say, no, there's no difference between Bechor and Shruma. And the same suffix that you have over there in Adarim, you can have over here too. And this is going like the Manda Amar, that you don't need Das Bailim. You don't need Das Bailim, but it is a shliach. I'm sorry, and if you hold, you don't need that smilem, but if you go like the other opinion, that ma'atem, that you need, it doesn't work, So then this opinion would also say that you need das bailim. And they would argue on this. Same machlokes. That's what the Ritva there says. So it's a major machlokes. What is the basis of this halacha of poter petach habar shel chaver? Is it working through shlichus and das bailim or not? If you look in Rabbi Sabolovsky's Sefer on Bechoros, Reishis Kochi, in the first piece, poter petach habar shel chaver, he quotes five nafkaminas. Machlokas, he toasted in the Ritva. The Machana Ephraim is the first. What if the bailim are screaming that they don't want you to do it? Do they have any rights? They're mocha. No, I want to do it. Meaning, a nafkamina could be, you have to pay them yudzehuvim. No, you're stealing my mitzvah. So according to Baalei Tosfos, can't scream. Who cares? It's not your mitzvah. It's not working through das bailim. Mashenkin, according to the Ritva, it is, and therefore, that would be nafkamina number one. What about the Ma'arid al-Ghazi says, could a goy do the pidyon? In Mahani Pidyon Pedachama Aide Akum. Right? Does it help? Well, that's a Tosas Mahani. It's just an act that has to be done. Even a goy might be able to do it. Not through Shlichus. And according to the Ritva, that it's working through Shlichus, so that it would not be able to be done. What about through a katan? Same thing. A katan is a law by Shlichus. But, you know, that also is the Nafkamina. Or finally, the Ma'arid al-Ghazi, he quotes, what about a Kohen and a Levi? Could a Kohen do the Pidyon for me? Could a Levi do the Pidyon for me? So it might be a Machlokas as well. He quotes here, because he is a Lav Bar Hachi in this world, because they're putter, if they had a donkey. So that is, if it's working through Shlichus, we know from the Mishnah, the Kibbutz Kiddushin, it is, Shlichus requires somebody who is not Mufka from the Torah's Shlichus that you're talking about. Okay, you can look there in Reishis Kochi, starting on page 19. Okay. Page Aleph, actually. Start it again. We continue now. Says the Gemara, Eat Amar Nachman Tashma. So, who gets the donkey? Hagoni Petach Hamar Shel Chaveiro. If somebody steals a Petach Hamar, Mishnah Tashlum B'Kefel Abaylam. You pay a Kefel. V'Yavah B'Shein Lo Achshav Yesh Lo Lachar Zman. Even though you don't own the donkey now, but it's potential yours. So, he has to make Kefel. So, what does that show? Mani Ilem Reb Shimon. If it's Reb Shimon Shita, what does it mean? Am I in the lachshav? What does it mean? Even though you don't have it now, you do have it now according to Reb Shimon. It's Mutar Mana. El Shita Reb Yehuda. It must be like Reb Yehuda Shita. What's the Brisa saying? The Isal Gadaitach LeHekdesh B'Damino Lei V'Gudam MiBeis Ha'Ish Amar Achmana LeBeis Hekdesh. We know you don't pay Kefel if you steal for the Beis Hamikdash, right? Special din. So therefore, it must be that even according to Reb Yehuda, it's considered your Chamor, and therefore, if the other guy does pidyon, it's still your chamor. Vesu lo midi. End of discussion. That is what we hold. That doesn't matter according to Tosas or the Ritva. The chamor is going to go to the owner. Period. Achaz becha v'achaz shalom becha v'chulu. Back to the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah had said that on Daf Tesvat Aleph that the seh is nichnas hadir lehisaser. Right, though, for Meiser Behema, which is the topic of the last parak of this Masechta, the Seh goes into the, along with other, the, with the other Seh, to get Meiser Behemed. So, Ketzad Amru Nichnas Dir Lehisaser. What exactly is the case? What's the case that the sheep that was used for Petar Chamor is going to have a chiyuv of meiser? Is it a regular case where you redeemed and you gave the set of the kohen? That doesn't work. Shari sheninu, because we learned halakuach. If you buy a set v'shenita lo b'matana, or if you're given a set pater meiser behema, there's a special patur there. So this kohen was given the set, so that's going to be pater. So it can't be the regular case. The kohen, this set is mufka, is pater from the chiyuv of meiser behema. Ella, what must be the case? Be Yisrael shahayilo asara safik pidri chamor b'tov beso. A Yisrael has 10 Savik Petach Hamors in his house. He had 10 animals, and they each had a male and a female, and you don't know which came out first. So they're all Savik Petach Hamors. Se Mafrish Alehin Asara Seyin, that's the plural for Se, Uma Asran, Vehein Shalom. So what's the case in all those cases? Yeah, the Yisrael has Mafrish a Se for each one, and you can keep it, and you can keep them. But those are considered, you have to be machber, consider those chulin as well, and take off a meiser from it. Because what's meiser? Meiser, you have to treat it like a carbon, like a shlamim, and you eat it. We saw that nitziv at the end of the kosai, that maybe there's a din al-chadchila, give it to the kohen, based on the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. A few weeks ago, we saw that. But pashas is the meiser you keep yourself. So therefore, that's the case that the Mishnah is referring to, that nichnas hadir lehis a sher. Tosfos relates this to the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos we had a couple of days ago. What does it mean? Podeva chozer upoda. There, Rabbeinu Tam said one shop, or Rashi there said you could use one set for ten Savik Peter Chamors. That was Rashi's pshat there. I'm sorry, that was Tosfos' pshat. Rashi said it means if you gave it to the Sen, you got it back. That's what Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. So Tosfos says this, here's L'Ravcha D'Milsa. Let's say you use one per each one. That's the case. But really, you could have used one for ten as well. Besides the Rav Nachman, let's prove Rav Nachman. D'Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Avua, Yisrael Shoyi Lo Asara Savik Pitri Chamorim, Mavr Jalein Asara Sei. You know, Masr Mei Shalo, exactly that halacha. You could use one for each. If you have all of them, you have to be master from them, and you could keep them. Period. The Amar of Nachman Amar Abba Baravua. Next statement: Yisrael Shailo Asar Pitri Chamorim Vadon Betoch Beso. Let's say a Yisrael has 10 Petach Chamors that he yarshined. Shenoflu mi base Avi Imo Kohen. He yarshined from his grandmother. Avi Imo. I'm sorry. His grandfather. His mother was a Bas Kohen. His grandfather was a Kohen. His mother was a Bas Kohen, out of Yisrael. So he's a Yisrael. The grandson's a Yisrael. But he yarshined from his grandfather. Must be very old donkeys, right? He yarshined from his grandfather. Maybe not. Maybe it was just like his grandfather had young conduct. His grandfather died. Doesn't have to be. But either way, he's a Yisrael. He has 10 Peter Chamors that require Pidyon. But the issue is his grandfather was a Kohen, and at that point, they didn't have a Chiv of Pidyon. And now he has them. V'oso avi imo Kohen, naflu lo mibes avi imo Yisrael. Whoa. And now, I knew they were very old, right? And that grandfather who was a Kohen, yarshed them from his grandfather who was a Yisrael, because that Kohen grandfather's avi imo, right, was a Yisrael, his mother's father. Was he Yisrael? His mother was a Bas Yisrael. So what's the halacha? The main point here is, right, there was a grandfather Yisrael who owned them originally, there was a grandfather Kohen who owned them in the middle, and now it's back to a Yisrael. So what's his chiyuv? So and says Rav Nachman, Mafrish Alein Asar Seyin V'Maisra Neishalo. You can be Mafrish and keep them. Because it came from someone who was not Chayiv, it comes from a Kohen, so therefore you have no Chayiv to give it to the Kohen. Right, Ma'asran the Hain Shalom. Look at Rashi's Lashon. Rashi's Lashon is on Amud Beis. Rashi's Lashon on top of Amud Beis. He says Ki'ilu Hifrish HaKohen HaEmtsoi Mehen, as if the Kohen HaEmtsoi was already Mafrish and was Horish these to his children. Right, as if Ki'ilu. It's like Matana Shalom Hormu kind of idea. Therefore, he can separate it, just keep it. Next, similar halacha. Same exact type of case, but just not talking about grain and not talking about animals. You have tevel mimurach. You have tevel that was already smooth, meaning it was already chayiv in shumas and maestras in your house. It fell to me from my grandfather who was a Kohen. And it fell from his grandfather who was a Yisrael. So ma'aser and vehein shalo, again, you have to be ma'aser, and then they're his. What do you mean they're his? Truma, you're a Yisrael. You could sell it to a Kohen. You could sell the Truma to a Kohen. If you're a Yisrael, is not allowed to eat Truma. But usually he has to give it to a Kohen. If it's yours, so then you're allowed to sell it to a Kohen. You're not going to get so much money for it, because there's not such a market for Truma. It's cheaper than Chulin, but you can sell it to a Kohen. Ve'tzricha. I need both cases, both about Petach Hamor and about Tevua. D'yesh mina kamaisa. If I only had the Petach Hamor case, only there I would have thought that's the halacha. Mishum deka mufrash vika'i. Says the Bach, changing that. Because there you could say it's already considered as if it's like separated by the time you get it. Because there's Seh and there's Chamor. You know each one. Avol hacha matana shalohur kibi shalohur mudamin. But here, maybe you should look at it as if you mamish got tevel. And therefore, emalo. Maybe you shouldn't say that. You have to really give truma to the Kohen, because you're a Yisrael. The yesh mina hacha. And if I only have the second case, de efshar la asure mineu bei to hamanach. Maybe there it could work, because what you're going to give to the Kohen is from the item itself. It's all tevel, so maybe there it could work. Abel, and you can say he yarshined you that solution as well. Abel hasam kivan de seh me alma boyasuye umafrish vikoi, but by the seh, he yarshined you the donkeys, not the sehs. You're going to have to take one from your own. So emalo, so maybe the other halacha would be, you have to give it tzricha. That's what you have, both cases, period. Weiter. Amara Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nasan Amar Rabbi Chanina Halokeach Tevalim. Once we're talking about Tevel that's coming to you, not from your own field. Well, we'll talk about a related case. Halokeach Tevalim Mimurachin Mina Obed Golchavim. If somebody buys Tevel that's already Chayiv in Shumas and Maestras from a guy, Ma'asran Vehin Shalo, you have to be Ma'aser, and they are yours. You ought to be Ma'aser Vehin Shalo. So what exactly is the case here? Demarchinuman, who did Meruach? Meruach is the action that is Mechayev in Trubus and Maestras. So Ilema Demarchinu Ovikal Chavim, if the guy did everything, and then he gave it to you, of course you're Potter. To God Chabrach, Ma'aser Ovikal Chavim. Can't be the case we're talking about here, that you have to be Ma'afresh, but you could keep it. Meaning that if it's true, you could sell it. So it can't be if a guy did everything. Ela demarchinu Yisrael birshus ovid kochavim. It must be a case where a Yisrael is working on a goy's field. Working on a goy's field. He's a aris, Rashi's lashon is. Right? He's a sharecropper in the goy's field. So he has some connection to the field. He's a little bialim on it, but not the main bialim. So, mi asrad. This opinion holds they have to be maaser. Why? Because of the major sugya that a goy does not have a kidyan to be mafkia from maisrus. Says the that's one that's given A. That's why you have to be maaser. The hin shelo, but the Jew can keep it. He could keep the maaser rishon and the truma he could sell. Why? To amalei, because he could say to the kohen that's coming to try to take it from him. Kaasina mikol gavad lomatzis eshtoya dina baday. I'm coming through the koach of someone who you didn't have any rights to. Meaning a guy wouldn't have to do anything if he kept it. The kohen can't go to the guy and say, I want my truma. So therefore, in this case, he would be able to keep it. Period. Remember the Chazon Ish that we mentioned in the beginning of Hilchos Shemitah, Hilchos Shviyas, that the whole issue of Yesh Kinyan and Ein Kinyan is only in terms of the Ptur of mitzvos. But the Isurim are still chal on the land. That's his issue related to the Heter Mechira. Period. Okay, Tanan Hasam. Says the Mishnah. In Maseches Demai, yeah.
Before Meruach, though, the coin, can he take the truma?
Before Meruach is not chayev yet.
So what?
What, from the goy?
Yes, yeah, so
you got it. You got him Meruach from the.
But that's it. Right?
What here? The Jew did the Meruach of the goy's property, of the goy's tevua.
So
you're asking what happens before Meruach? That's the case of Hikdimu B'Shibolin.
Right,
the case in Maseches Beitza. If you took it early, could you give one before the other? Truma is what if you give, he took Maaser Rishon before he took off Truma. So there's no Chiyuv yet. Is there a Chalos beforehand? There probably is a Chalos, but it's even beforehand. Tan Hasa says the Mishnah Maseches Demai. Hamafkid Peirosa, what's Demai all about? Cases of Suffolk. You're not sure if Truma and Maaser were taken off. Right, that's Demai. Hamafkid Peirosa, Veitzel Akusi, Veitzel Ma'aretz. Let's say I deposit as a shomer. I give my fruit to a Kusi. Kusi is a semi-Jew. Remember the Kusim, Machlokas, whether they were true or non-true Gerim. They were the people who, they were put into Eretz Yisrael and the lions came, and therefore they said, okay, we'll convert! They were called Gerei Arayos, and therefore Machlokas, whether they are true or not. But if you give your fruit to a Kusi to watch, Ve'etz al Ma'aretz, or next to a Jew who's an Ma'aretz, Bechezkas al Ma'aretz al-Shvias, you could assume that they didn't switch your fruit. And therefore, however you gave it to them, that's how you could assume that you'll get them back. If Maaser was already taken off, if they are Shemitah, they're not Shemitah, you don't have to assume that they were switched. Eitza, meaning they might not know the halacha, but they're not liars. And therefore, whatever you give them, they will watch. Eitza l'hovei kochavim kipei rosav. If you give it to a guy to watch, you have to assume that he switched it, and therefore it's like his fruit. Reb Shimonam, I mean, it sounds like Vadai. You have to assume it was switched. Reb Shimon Omer, Demai. Reb Shimon says, no, it's at least Demai. Then you got to be Machmir across the board to cover your basis. Amar Balazar, Lahafrish Kulei Amalo Pligi. Everybody agrees you have to be Mafrish. Lekulei Amalo Pligi. Even according to Reb Shimon, who holds that it's a Suffolk, you're not going to eat Suffolk Tevel. Because you have to be Mafrish, just in case. Ki Pligi, listen on the Kohen. The machlokas is whether you have to give anything to the kohen in this case. Tanakama saver vade chalfinu. Tanakama says he was vade machlofin ubayi misninhu lekohen, and therefore you vadai have to be mafreshnu and give it to the kohen. Reb Shimon savar demai. Reb Shimon says no, it's demai. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, and therefore you do not have to give it to the kohen. Let's finish and then we'll talk. Yosef Reb Dimi v'karbalah Shvaitzer Reb Dimi said over this statement Amalei Abaya. Taima the Mesafkalon Ichalfinu Ilochalfinu. The reason is that you're Mesupik, according to Reb Shimon, if he took it or not, Havadei Chalfinu. But if he Vadai was switched it, like the Tana Kama holds, to Kuli Alma Boy Lemisvinu Lekohen, then for sure you have to give it to the Kohen? Because it's Vadai his? But didn't we just say up above that if it's vaday of a guy, you don't have to give it? So what's going on here? Abaya says that it sounds like everybody would agree, though, that if you know for sure he switched it, and it's the tefuah coming from the guy, then everybody would agree that you have to give it to the Kohen. But we just said before that you don't have to give it to the Kohen in the case of the Aris. On the guy's property. Dilma Abaya says, Dilma Kabachuba Gadola Kabachuba Smicer. Maybe you could answer it. Is that your answer? The difference is between Truma and Truma Smicer? Truma, which is Truma Gadola. Truma Smicer, which is the Truma that you take off for Meiser Rishon? Is that the difference? So he answers, yes, you reminded me. I forgot that shir. As Kartan Milsa, Dami Shub and Levi, Minai Lokat Tavala Mimurachim and Oviko Chavim Shu Pater Mishub Smicer. It's a special din. Truma Smicer is Pater from Tfua of a guy. Shine Amar. The El Halavim Titaber to the Levium saved Valmartalihem Kisikom Aisbane Israel when they take from Israel in the context of Truma's Miser. So I went to the Levi. When you take Miser Rishon, you still have to give Truma to the Kohen from that. So we darshan Tvalim Shatalokechmi Bene Israel Atamafrashmi and Truma's Miser, Venosa La Kohen, Tvalim Shatalokechmi Novikochavim, Iatamafrashmi and Truma's Miser, Venosa La Kohen. Special din that Tfua. That Yad Goy Be'emsa, that a Goy has any Shaychus to, that is Pater from Trumas Meiser. You have to give Truma Gedola and keep it, but it's Pater from Trumas Meiser, those are the two, understandings. So in the Demai case, we have to give it to the Kohen, that's talking about Truma Gedola. The previous case was talking about Trumas Meiser. 2 points. First is a major Machlokas Rishonim, on this last line, and that is, Tosas here quotes one opinion, the bottom Tosas Yisharim, Tolam Shadokheb and Ovikochavim, Mashma Hacha, the little letters, Mashma Hacha, Dilokeach Kayamida Raisa. What does it sound like from this Raisa? The only issue is that you bought it from a guy. What if you would have bought it from a Jew? What if you buy produce from a Jew during the process, before Meiruach, after Meiruach, says the Tosas, it sounds like from here that you'd be Chayiv, Mida Raisa. Because you pater Trumas Meiser, right? You pater from a guy, Smasher from a Jew, you would be Chayiv. Esh Rabbeinu Tam. But we have a Petur Lakuach in Mesechet Bamatzia, Daf Peches. Petur Lakuach, if you buy something, you pater. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Vetirei, second line, Lokeach Kode Meiruach Chayiv Midaraisa. It depends. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you buy produce before Meiruach, and then you did Meiruach, you did the smoothing out of the piles, then you're Chayef. Because you did everything. You did the important point. If the Koneb does the important stage, then he's Chayef. What does it mean, Pater? What does it mean, Pater? If the seller did Meiruach, and then you bought it, then the Lokeach doesn't have to do doesn't have any Chiyuv. That's the Petur Lakuach. That is Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Here in Tosas, they don't quote anybody else. But if you look in Bamitzia Peches, the Rivam quotes the exact opposite opinion. The Rambam passes like Rabbeinu Tam. But the exact opposite. Abel Rabbi Yisrael Bar Mordechai, Nira Lefarish Ifcha. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Mordechai, another one of the Bali Tosas. Bilo Keach She'eino Mimurach. If you buy something that is not Mimurach yet, Potter, She'adayin Lo Nischai Bershus Mocher. If Bershus Mocher didn't have a Chiyav, when you get it, that's the Petur. Pter lokeach is prevention of the chiyuv. Aval lokeach memurach. You buy something that already had miruach, ho v'nischaye brishas mocher, sulo paka, shem tevel minei. It already has a shem tevel. So you bought it, so you're putter. That's a shem tevel. Kimo behektish ubehefker. Shem hektish behefker kodem meiruach. Let's say if I'm maktish it before meiruach, mafkia midei meiser. Aval la'acha meiruach, and it's meiruach beyond hektish, eino mafkia. Kimo shebirish riva bebaba kama. Major opposite shitas. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mordechai, opposite shitas. Only the Menachas Chinuch could come up with the following question. What happens if the mocher gives it to the, according to either shita he asks, the mocher sells it before or after Meiruach, and then the koneh does Meiruach, and then the mocher buys it back? Right, so what do you say? So do you say he still has, well, if there's a Petur Lokeach and then you buy it back, he goes through the Sfeikas, all the cases in the Shin Sadek Hei, Os Hei, all the different permutations that might occur is the Mocher Nel Chayiv, or once there's a Ptur, the Ptur exists forever. Either way, that is a very important machlokas between the Rivam, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Mordechai, and Rabbeinu Tam, quoted more fully in that Tosfos there. There's a big Reb Chaim about this in Hilchos Maaser, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Maaser, Halacha Aleph. Okay, just want to remember the Rabbi Yosef Engel as well. Whenever Demai comes up, it's good to note this Chakira. Rabbi Yosef Engel, and like Achtob notes, once Chazal Asur Demai, there is a question, does it have a status of Macholas Asuras Durabanan? Or is it still based on the Suffolk? Meaning, let's say I ate it, then it wasn't a problem. Do I get an Isser? Or no, it's all based on the chashash, and as long as you know it really didn't, they really took off Shumas and Meisters, so then it wouldn't be a problem. So he quotes many sources related to that. One being the Gemara, the beginning of Chulin, in the sugya of Hashta Behemton Shal Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects surely Tzadikim themselves. So one of those Gemaras is about Demai. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel says maybe Hashem protected that really with Shumas and Meisters were taken off of it. So what if he's eating Demai? Maybe it's okay. See, as you see from there, maybe Demai has a status by itself. Once Chazal asered it, it's aser period. Okay. Either way, that's in Asim Daraisa Klal Vav. We will stop here. You know what? Okay, we'll finish. The Amaze Na Nimbo. If the Seh died, you're allowed to get benefit from it. So the Gemara says, Demis Hecha, when? Elam Demis Be Kohen. If it died when you give it to the Kohen, Vinenebo Kohen, and the Kohen can get Hana Pshita, Mamona Dideyu. Of course, the Seh belongs to the Kohen. What's the Havamina? El Demis Be Bailim, Vinenebo Kohen. What's the possibility? The Seh died in the Bailim's house before they gave it to the Kohen. Hana Pshita. It's also obvious. You might think before the Kohen gets it, he has no connection to it. And therefore, it will be Isurei Hana until it gets to the Kohen. Period. Right when he's mafresh, it goes to Bishus of the Kohen. And that's why, like we quoted before, you make the bracha right then. You make the bracha b'shasa frasha, and that's why, that's the chiddush, the Kohen can get benefit from it. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's an important daf. Beth Hashem on Shabbos. What type of what are you allowed to use? And Beth Hashem on Sunday, we will start the second parak, and we'll talk all about Arifa and Pidyon and Chalitza and Yibum. Those last few lines in the first parak are there's a lot to talk about. Okay, we'll stop here.